Chapter 24, Section 2. Europe Faces Revolutions. Before you read. In the last section, you read about Latin American independence movements. In this section, you will learn about revolutions in Europe. Clash of philosophies. Nationalism develops. What forces and peoples struggle for power? There was a power struggle in Europe in the first half of the 1800s. Three forces were involved. Conservatives wanted to continue to support the kings who had ruled these lands for many centuries. These were nobles and other people who owned large amounts of property. Liberals wanted to give more power to elected legislatures. They were typically middle-class merchants and business people. They wanted to limit voting rights to people who were educated and owned property. Radicals wanted the end of rule by kings and full voting rights for all people. At the same time, another movement arose in Europe, nationalism. This was the belief that a person's loyalty should go not to the country's ruler, but to the nation itself. When the nation also had its own independent government, it became a nation-state. Nationalists thought that people with a common language and culture were a nation, and they had the right to their own government. These ideas grew out of the French Revolution. Question 1. What different goals did conservatives, liberals, and radicals have? Nationalists challenge conservative power. What changes were occurring in Western Europe? The first people to win self-rule during this period were the Greeks. Greece had been part of the Ottoman Empire for centuries. The Ottomans controlled most of the Balkans. That region includes most of modern Greece, Albania, Bulgaria, Romania, Turkey, and the former Yugoslavia. In 1821, the Greeks revolted against Turkish rule. The Greeks won their independence by 1830. Other revolts broke out in other parts of Europe. In 1830, the Belgians declared their independence from rule by the Dutch. Nationalists began a long struggle to unify all of Italy. The Poles revolted against Russian rule. Conservatives managed to put down these rebellions. However, new ones broke out again in 1848 among Hungarians and Czechs. Once again, they were put down forcibly. Question 2. What groups challenged conservative rule? Radicals change France. Why did French radicals lose? Events differed in France. Riots in 1830 forced the king to flee, and a new king was put in his place. Another revolt broke out in 1848. The king was overthrown and a republic established. However, the radicals who had won this victory began arguing. They differed over how much France should be changed. Some wanted only political changes. Others wanted social and economic changes that would help the poor. When these forces began to fight in the streets, the French gave up on the radical program. They introduced a new government. It had a legislature and a strong president. The new president was Louis Napoleon. Napoleon Bonaparte's nephew. He later named himself Emperor of France. He built railroads and helped industry. The economy got better and more people had jobs. Question 3. What did Louis Napoleon accomplish for France? Reform in Russia. How did Alexander II change Russia? In the early 1800s, Russia still did not have an industrial economy. The biggest problem was that serfdom still existed there. Peasants were bound to the nobles whose land they worked. Russia's rulers were reluctant to free the serfs, though. They feared they would lose the support of the nobles. A new ruler of Russia, Alexander II, decided to free the serfs. Though it seemed bold, Alexander's move went only part way. Nobles kept half their land and were paid for the other half that went to the peasants. The former serfs were not given the land. They had to pay for it. This debt kept them still tied to the land. The Tsar's efforts to make changes ended when he was assassinated in 1881. Alexander III, the new Tsar, brought back tight control over the country. He also moved to make the economy more industrial. Question 4. What major reform was made in Russia at this time?